weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Search is on for a new Bard of Cambridge. The city's current and inaugural Bard is local storyteller and poet Marion Leeper, who was chaired, it says here, in June 2016. Good afternoon, Marion. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks
just,
for having
just,
me.
Just a few more weeks then in the post.
I know, yes. It's gone really quickly.
Who's behind all of this? Who makes the election, as you were telling me just before the news?
Well, it was a public competition. Anyone there could vote. It was organised by a wonderful organisation called Allographic, which is a group of performance poets headed by the wonderful Faye Roberts. And they've had the idea for years. They thought Cambridge needs a voice. It's got the university with loads of people who pronounce, and but it needs something that's a voice of the people. And they ran a festival called the In Other Words Festival that's happening again this year on June the 17th for the weekend. And it was about, the focus was on different voices, getting the people who don't get a say in the general run of things to step forward and have their say. And that's what's behind the Cambridge Bard.
And ordinarily, I say ordinarily, extraordinarily, you're a storyteller, which is what you do.
Yes.
So is that, that sounds to me just ever so slightly different from having to produce poets or sonnets. Have you needed to do something like that? Or
yes, well, what I do is tell oral stories live, and those are sort of improvised. I know the story, but the words I use to tell them in is different.
So the direction of travel, if you like, you know where you're going during the story, but maybe how you get there varies.
Depends
just
on
ever
your
so slightly, yes.
And the weather and your mood. And that's what I do as Cambridge Bard, is tell stories. I think stories is a really important part of it. But I've edged into writing poetry as well, because poetry is such a really good way of encapsulating something small and quick. If someone tells you something that they think needs airing, or you have a sort of little moment and you think, oh, that's what's special about Cambridge, and you want to just get that down.
So has your poetry been all about Cambridge, or what happens in the city, or just, if you like, the mood that takes, like, for example, it's a beautiful sunny day here. We did have blue sky when I sat down here, a bit more cloud cover now, but it's coming over the Mill Road Cemetery, you know, all that sort of stuff. Do you sort of build it all in?
Actually, I was on the Mill Road Bridge one evening, when was it? In about January, and there was this amazing sunset over the railway station, and there were these train lights and then the beautiful clouds and the bright sky, and I thought, this is something that the Cambridge Bard should say something about. So I was taking a picture of this sunset so I wouldn't forget it, and suddenly I noticed there was this bus behind me getting really angry because I was blocking
it. Standing in the middle of the bridge.
Yeah, so it's a dangerous job.
Yeah, it's absolutely danger money.
I've stayed clear of sunset since then.
And what's your sort of operations then? Would, you know, assuming that that bus hadn't have gotten in the way, would you have like written something down in the notebook, or do you do it later when you get home? How do you work?
Yes, both of those, and things go whirring around my head. So I've done some things that are commissions. I've gone along and listened to people and written a poem. In fact, I've just been commissioned to do a really beautiful thing, which is the Hobson's Conduit are having an open day.
Ah.
And they said, would I come along and be Cambridge Bard? And I said, no, I'm busy that day, but I'll write you a poem. So Chris Kington, who's the chair of the Hobson Trustees, took me for this long walk the whole length of...
It goes on forever, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yes. Starts right by the Botanic Garden and it goes out to practically Shelford, and told me so much about it. So...
And do you think that generally being the Bard of Cambridge has got you into places where you wouldn't have got otherwise? You know, expanding your realm, which you would have had as just the storyteller.
Well, absolutely, yes. Because this is the first year there's been a Cambridge Bard. So I think the Cambridge Bard needs to get involved with local people and local people's issues. So I've done quite a lot of that stuff. So I wrote a poem for the people on the boats on the river who are being threatened.
And the
cam
boaters, of course, yes.
Yes. And I went along to Transition Cambridge, had an open day in Christmas. And those things I think are really important in Cambridge at the moment. So, Yes, and the best fun, I went to a group called the Mayfield Seniors. And these are a group of people who were involved in the Mayfield School in the north of Cambridge when it first got started, back in the 1960s, I think. So they've been around a long while. When they started as a group, they weren't the seniors. And they...
So it's like the class of 1963 or something,
absolutely,
perhaps.
Absolutely. And they were such a great set of people. And they had such definite opinions on things. So it turned out the poem they wanted me to write was Traffic, because that's what they all had particular opinions about.
And are you from Cambridge yourself originally? So you've grown up with all of this.
Well, I arrived here as a student.
Okay, you're one of these people
ago.
Who came as a student then got stuck, which so many of us tend to do. Yes,
So I do like every stone in Cambridge is got a little story attached, you know, either something someone's told me or, oh, I remember when I walked along here and this happened. So it's a place of stories for me.
Do you feel you've been able to create the role of Bard of Cambridge for yourself? Presumably there was a set of instructions and what you had to do, but beyond that, being the first person in post, it was pretty much a blank canvas, I would have thought.
It was. Well, the instructions were intentionally of the vaguest. It was, be a voice of the people, and do what you like, and promote the idea of the Bard of Cambridge. So I've been going around telling everyone I'm Bard of Cambridge, and they go, oh, what's that? And I make it up. I say, oh, Bard of Cambridge does this.
But now, of course, your term of office is about to come to an end. Somebody's called a snap election on this one.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And you'll be moving on very shortly. But I have to say,
not early.
Not early.
It runs for a year and a day.
Okay, that's a year and a day.
A year and a day, and we're keeping exactly to the year
and a day. Okay, so when is this election, and how do people, what happens? Do are people asked to put themselves forward, or can the sort of the pushy ones sort of stick their hand in the air and say, I want to be Bard of Cambridge?
It's really not pushy to stick your hand in the air. We really hope lots of people will say, oh, I'll give that a go. So there's an application form that you fill in, and some of the things are really hard, like what's your name and what's your email address, and others are what do you think you might do as Bard of Cambridge? So very open-ended question, and they want to open it to a whole range of people, and I'm really excited about a new person taking it on, because I've done the bit that I can do and I want to see someone else taking it.
Do you get to choose your successor, or do you just watch from the sidelines?
I just watch, and I hand over my stick.
You have a stick? You bring your stick with you?
Do you know, I didn't.
I'm very disappointed.
Because it's radio. I thought, it's very long.
And we're all multimedia these days. We've got to do so much stuff. It's amazing.
Well, it's 6 foot long, no, 5 foot long. So when I put it on my bike, it sticks out in front and people have to jump out of my way sharpish, and it is rush hour.
Oh my goodness, if it's not floating bus stops, you have to watch for sticks from Bards of Cambridge.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh dear.
And I thought, it's radio. They can't see the stick. It's very beautiful. It's made of hazel. It's got this little twist in it that means it never quite stays where you put it. And I've wrapped it up with all kinds of things. Every time I perform, I put another layer of wrapping on it.
You see, it's been said the pictures are much better on radio, and I think you described it very well to us there.
Well, I did my best.
Okay. Marion Leeper, Bard of Cambridge for now. Anyway, thanks very much indeed
for
joining us this afternoon.